Hello everyone and welcome to another Neat Little Mac Apps episode. We have a great show lined up for you. We'll be giving away the Vinoteca licenses. You'll be able to win a license for the whole bundle of the developer software that we'll be featuring in this week's show. So keep those ears plugged by whatever piece of audio equipment you stick in there. Yuck. Anyway, you'll probably remember that a couple of episodes ago I reviewed Billings, a time billing and invoicing application. I loved the design and the user interface, I loved the functionality, but after spending quite some time in the application, I somehow found it to be just a bit too overwhelming. Now, in search of a replacement, I bumped into Grand Total by the developers over at MediaAtelier.com, and I loved it. More on that later, but first let me introduce you to the company who has kindly sponsored this week's show. It's the very same Media Atelier, creators behind Grand Total, the invoicing app, and TimeLog, the time tracker app that accompanies it. Together with the accompanying iPhone application, they make for a really great invoicing and time billing application for under $60 for the bundle. But you can get your hands on the separate apps for respectively $49 and $19. A bargain. So, thanks you guys. Now again, you all know the drill on the objectivity of this whole sponsoring deal. I pick the apps I like. I only review applications I find very good. So if the developer wants to sponsor a show, they are welcome to. They help me pay the bandwidth and the bills of the hosting and stuff like that. So that's very, very welcome. But again, I'm very objective. You all know that. You'll hear it in this show too. I always give, or try to give, if there are some developer tips. So I'll be sharing those with you again in this episode. You know the drill. Anyway, for those of you listeners who can't wait to give this application a spin, head over to MediaAtelier.com. Link is in the show notes and in the iTunes artwork window right now. So, before we dive into this week's review, let's throw out some presents, shall we? After all, we are approaching Christmas, so here are the winners of the Vinoteca contest. Three of the licenses go to the first one, F. Zelder from the Netherlands, congratulations. And then the second license goes to Piet de Pauw, who lives in Belgium. And the last winner is Darren Rich, but he kindly passed the license on to a good friend of his who had his wedding anniversary. How nice is that? So he'll be passing it on to Mark Shropshire and his wife. Congratulations on the anniversary, people. And again, with this application, if you open up a bottle of wine to celebrate, put it in Vinoteca so you know if it was a good one and you can buy it again and again and again at every single anniversary you will have in the future. So congratulations on that one again. Okay, I hope you'll be enjoying that application as much as I do. It's a really cool thing, so keep an eye out for the iPhone application that I will be creating, vinotecasoft.com. Really cool application. Okay, but now on to this week's app. It's Grand Total. It's created by the people at MediaAtelier.com. You can find out more about them. It's always a good way to go and download a demo and follow along if you're on your desktop application. If you're on the road, of course, that will be a bit too difficult, but for the iPod or iPhone users, you can put the iPhone on and you'll see the screenshots and the artwork while looking at the thing. Okay, don't do this while driving. I mean, while behind the steering wheel. Not that I ever did that. No, not at all. Anyway, the application. What's it all about? Well, as mentioned in the intro, I was looking for something a tad bit more simpler to handle than Billings, because Billings is really, really, really a lot of stuff into one application, and Grand Total takes a bit the intermediate between on the job, for example, which is very, very good and very simple to use, but doesn't really have all the features I really wanted, and between Billings, which has too much features in the end, so I ended up with Grand Total. It allows me to change my templates and stuff, still on a very basic level, but very handy to do. Okay, where shall I start? There are a couple of features of this invoicing application that I really find amazing. I have never seen this in any other application, and I found them just great. They don't really have anything to do with the invoicing itself, but I'll be coming back to that. But those features are just a couple of things I just want to put in there first, so that you have an idea of, wow, this developer really took another direction of creating an application, and I found it to be a very good, a very great direction. So one of the features I want to mention beforehand are, if you go to the preferences, and then you go to advanced. See, normally any application has a specific language. It's made in English, it has localizations in other languages, and to get to those languages, you have to switch your system language. Now, I'm used to working on an English system, even though I live and breathe and work in Belgium. I really like to have my system in English. The reason behind that is because in earlier days, with OS 9, you had an English OS 9, and sometimes updates for applications in other languages came later on. So you couldn't use those applications on a Dutch or on a Belgian version. So we tended to use only the English version. So that's why I'm still using English. I like it much more. Anyway, this application, if you go to the preferences to advanced, you'll see that you have a language switch. So here you can just say, okay, no, I know I'm running the English system, but I want my application to run in Dutch. No problem. Here you can just select one of the applications, and I'm going to mention them there. You have Catalan, I think that's Catalan. You have Danish, German, English, Spanish, French, Hungarian, Italian, Japanese, Norwegian, Dutch, Polish, and Swedish. So a lot of languages. But then, and I just recently found out about this, if you go to the menu left and you click on Grand Total, there you see a entry that's called Translate. Very strange. You hit it and you get this little translation window. Now it says, okay, you can hit translate button on that little window, and you get an introduction, which is really cool, because here it says, okay, no problem, you want to translate this application. If you hit the translation button, you will get all the English terms of the application, and you can just fill in the terms in your own language, and your application is changed. You have the application in your own language. You can save it and test it, and then you can submit it to the developer, and he has a new application in a new language, in a new localization. I wish every developer would do this, because as with every application, you'll often find that it doesn't exist in your language. And a lot of users are more than willing to put in some time to translate an application that they really, really like. And it's the same with this. If I could, I would have translated this, or the main terms I would want to use, because I really love it. And of course, for this, it's quite important that your clients are briefed in the language that you are talking to them. So I really need Dutch translations. They were already in here, but if they weren't, I would have translated it. And this makes it easy, both on the side of me as on the side of the developer. I know it has nothing to do with invoicing yet, but still, I found this a feature that I just had to throw in there first, because it gives you an idea of the way this developer is thinking about his application. Another thing, I have seen this in other applications too, but this is really cool in Grand Total, is the help menu. If you just click the giant help button, nothing special happens in the case. I mean, nothing like you've used to in OS X, that you get a little help window and all. No, within the application, you get a slew of things that can help you use this applications. You can see all the templates, you can download them from here. You have a way to send extended trials to friends. It's like a page where you can give in their email and they get an extended trial to use the application themselves. By the way, if you want an extended trial, just mail me and I'll hook you up. You have samples on how other people made their templates. You have an entry for your iPhone. You can download the iPhone application. I'll come back to that later, because here I have a little developer tip, but we'll be back there. You have screencast. You just hit the screencast and you get screencast within the application, where you learn how to set up Grand Total, create custom layouts, create reminders, stuff like that. You have the manual, of course. It's a PDF, and you can open that one up. So if you still want to use the classic way of going through the manual, you have that. You have tips and tricks, special tags you can use. Oh, by the way, one of the tips and tricks. Again, I only found out about this today, and I'm using this application for more than, I think, a month and a half, 2 months already. You have PDF links. So if you create your invoices, Grand Total will save a PDF version of your invoice, which is basically the same as any other application, invoicing application would do. But here, the items within that PDF contain hyperlinks. So if I find an invoice somewhere and I want to see it within Grand Total, I just hit one of the items within that invoice and it takes me to Grand Total to that specific invoice and that specific item. This is the kind of development I really, really enjoy. This is the reason why I created this podcast. I go a bit further. You can use tags if you want to, and he'll explain a little bit here. Grand Total and Network. Here he gives a little explanation, which is just great. Use Grand Total on different Macs. Okay, he doesn't have a database server, but he gives an application how you could still use Grand Total with multiple users on different computers. You can use a sync server, which has its pros and its cons. You can use Dropbox if you want to. And he gives the explanation how you could set up Grand Total with Dropbox to have your Grand Total available on multiple machines. I'm certainly going to try this. I haven't tried it yet, but I'll be sure to give you a status update when I have, and I'm really going to use this, because both me and my wife use this Grand Total for the company, so it would be really great if we could both use one and the same Grand Total library. That would be cool. He has an FAQ in there too, so you get the most common questions and answers, feedback and support you can do from here. He has a Grand Total users around the world, which is kind of like a social thing where you can upload your profile and you will be in this window, and people can see how you are using Grand Total. Not your data, of course. There's also an entry about TimeLog, which is the accompanying app. It's only $19, which does the time registering. So how much time did you spend on what job? For the moment, I'm not really into tracking all that stuff, maybe later, but for the moment I'll just keep it to Grand Total. He put in some third-party recommendations also, which is great. I mean, he just features other people's software within his software, which is very cool, because here he says, okay, you're using Grand Total now, but those are other interesting applications which are just great. For instance, he mentions Merlin, Perlabizer, Vector Designer, Time Machine, and iChat. I mean, how cool is this? He just mentions other people's software. He also has a beta blog, utilities for developers, tools for Grand Total, buy other licenses, so you can buy your licenses from here and view your receipts. This is all from within the help menu, from within Grand Total. It really is cool. I still haven't said anything about the way this works, but you'll notice that it really is a cool application from the things I just mentioned. Okay, now let's do head over to how this application works. If you open up the application, you have a left kind of like in iTunes, kind of like a library column where you can have your overview. Here you see your recent drafts, your time logs, if you have one, your invoices, your estimates, documents, things you have paid, you have reporting here, payment behavior, and you can see a smart list here too, which is handy if you want to see some kind of reports. Okay, show me everything that has this and this and this, and it makes a smart list. It's a bit like iTunes. Next tab are your clients. Very handy. You just put in your clients there. You can choose whether or not he should get them from address book or put in them manually. You can see your history of everything that has gone in your Grand Total. Really cool. And then you can head over to the estimates tab. You see, it's very, very handy. It's very clear how you can move through your whole Grand Total library. On the estimates, of course, you have your estimates. You can see them. You can have in the main window window, you see your info about those estimates, things like what's the project name, what's the layout, currency, stuff like that. You have some custom fields you can put in notes on the right side. You have the client. It really is handy if you create an estimate. You just hit plus, you get the estimate, and you drag your client from the right column. You just hit the, you just take the client, drag it in, and boom, it's in there. You can add then items. You can choose if you want to create the items yourself or if you want to pick some items from your catalog, your item catalog, and you can manage that catalog because it is divided in groups. More later on that one when I reach the catalog. And then you hit preview. And this is something I find even better than in Billings, because in Billings, if you would want to switch between your template and the actual invoice, it was a bit cumbersome. Here you can hit preview, you see your invoice, but if you go to the layouts tab, change the feature of that and just go back to your estimates or your invoices, preview will be rendered immediately and you'll immediately have a result with one of your existing invoices. Invoices work on exactly the same way. On the left side, you create your projects. On the right side, you can choose clients to drop in there. Of course, you can change an estimate into an invoice. Sending estimates and invoices, by the way, is very handy too. You just click on the bottom right side on send now, and you get an option if you want to mail it, print it, or cancel it, and you can tweak it some more. So very, very basic and handy layout. Oh, by the way, on the invoices, you also have a documents tab, so you can add documents to your invoices too, if you like. And then we have reached catalog. The catalog is where you will save all the items that you use on a regular basis, and you can organize them in item groups. One thing I'm missing here is that you can't really create the groups from within the catalog. So you have to do that from your preferences, where you can choose item groups, and then you can make all the groups you want, and you can set the taxes for that group if you like. Okay, this group is taxable, this group isn't, this group is this kind of tax, this group is that kind of tax. You can do it. Oh, one very neat feature also. I am jumping from the catalog part of GrandTotal to the preferences, but when I'm in the preferences, for instance on item groups, there is a little arrow standing next beside to that group, and when I click on that arrow, I will see all the items who are linked to that group. So I see the invoices who are using that specific item group. So very handy feature. Back to the catalog, things you can change here. You can give it a name, a description, units you can put in there. That's one tip to developer. That's tip number one. Here you can put in units, for instance, day. For instance, if you say, okay, this is something that will be charged by the day, you can put in day here. But the thing that's missing is what happens if you have multiple days. So somehow I'm missing the multiple thing here. If you, for instance, hour is my unit, how could I put in hours? In my case, I'm using support packs for clients, which are divided into blocks. So clients buy X amount of blocks, but they could also buy one block. So this is a bit, this is something I'm missing. I should be able to put in block, and multiple is blocks. Just a quick tip. You could put in the price for the unit. You can put in which group it belongs to, and you have two custom fields. So if I go to my estimates now and I want to create a new estimate and I want to choose a new item, on my right side I see all the predefined items. So I can just pick one out, drag it in there, and it is added to my items list of that invoice. Cool too, I can very easily, and that I don't know if that was possible in Billings, I couldn't really find it, or I probably didn't bother looking for it because the templating and stuff and things like that in Billings I found a bit too much afterwards seen. But here you can very quickly add a page break. It's very clear also in the invoice where that break will happen. You can put in things like notes and subtotals whenever you want, wherever you like, and you can change the title of those subtotals so you're not entirely dependent on the way you have put in subtotals on your template. You can have it also insert the titles automatically. You can change the sort order. You can very quickly add and remove things. It really is very handy. Layouts. Now, this was the part where I was talking about earlier that I found that Billings is very, very complicated in ways of creating layouts. I'm pretty sure it's a lot more powerful also, but for me it was just too much work to actually create a working template, to have it do exactly as I wanted to. And I'm not that big of a company that I need tons and tons and tons of options, and this is the exact amount of tweakability that I needed. Like in a lot of applications like this, the way templating work is you can just drop a PDF on the background of that page and it will automatically have your styling when it comes to the background, of course, of your page, which is very handy. You can put in images there, you can put in text blocks, but the way this works, and this is very cool, is that you only have a couple of pages to deal with. For instance, you have the first page. You can tweak how the following page looks. For instance, the way we work is on the first page, we have the logo on the top left corner of the page, but on the following page, we skipped that logo on that position. So I removed it from that following page. And if I put in a page break in my invoice, I will automatically get two pages, and the following page will automatically not contain the logo. So that was very handy. And the very next thing is table. And this is the part where all your data will be put in. And it's much more strict than Billings. You don't have tons and tons of feature, but the way the layout is, I find it very, very easy to use, a lot more easier than Billing. So what can you put in there? Lead, you can put in the header, the title, the items, the notes, subtotals, the way the subtotals will look, tax, how the tax will look, total, payments, to pay, and end note. And for each of those things, if you double click it, you put in some options like, okay, what is the background color of this line? Does it need a line before? Does it need a line after? Does it need space before or after? And you can tweak the color of the lines also here and the amount of pixels that line should be. So that's for every item. And within those items, you have fields. You can tweak those fields. You can add fields and you can hit the preview button and you get an immediate preview if you don't like the preview that Grand Total is giving you, because it gives you every possible way that data could appear in this invoice. You can just go and close that preview up, and if you just go to your invoices, which is using one of those templates, you will get a preview immediately if you are on the preview tab, of course. So that table thing is much more basic than Billings, but still, for me, has more than enough features to give my clients a good template. For instance, if I go and look how much time it took for me to tweak the template of Billings to match the template of my wife was using in InDesign for the moment, it took me, I think, double the time to create a template in Billings than it would in Grand Total. So that's, of course, you only do that once, but still, it really is a lot more, it really is much more easier for me. You can even add additional pages. I'm not sure what you would put on those. Perhaps you can put in stuff there yourself that you say, okay, I want to add pages with this and this and this field also. Then you can. If you double click on a field, and this is very cool, I don't think if I mentioned this. Yes, I did mention this on Billings. The way that Grand Total here works is exactly the way that I would have liked things to work. Now, namely, if you double click on a text window that you dragged in there, you get draggable items and you can select them and just say, okay, this is the organization, for example. No, this should contain from the sender, the last name, or from the document, the reference, project, label, number, lead, conditions, date range, notes, page number sent, due cost, balance, taxes, all those entries. Currency, you can put in the name, the short name, or the symbol of the currency, and you can put it all in this text field, and you can then style it the way you like. So again, very usable. Just check out the show notes if you want to know more, or if you want to have an idea on how this all works. It really is handy. And then you have the help tab. I mentioned that before. So that's basically the main way that this program runs. You just create an estimate if you want, and that estimate is okay, you can send it. Then you can go ahead and change that estimate into an acceptance item, and you can just hit create invoice. It will automatically move that estimate to your invoices, and you can, when the job is done, you can just go and create your invoice. Another tip to the developer, I did have a feature that has been unresolved for the moment still. I was mentioning if you start Grand Total for the very first time, it will go and look in your address book and see if there is a entry in your address book that is your entry. You know, in address book you can say, okay, this card, that's me, and it will take that information and use it as the owner of Grand Total. You can tweak it if you want to also, but the very first time I did that was on my own machine, and I did the most stuff on my own machine and then transferred everything to the desktop of my wife. Now, here was a little problem, because now it still recognized me as the owner. So I had to manually go in the preferences and in the general tab, change that profile. Now, normally you could choose the work, home, other fields there, for instance, when you come to the email. I can't do this anymore on my wife's machine. So there is no way for me to relink my profile on my new machine to the me card of the address book. That's, in my opinion, a mistake. I should be able to change that from within the application and say, no, this is the user, and take everything from that user in address book. That's me. Third tip to the developer is that he has an iPhone application, which is great. Okay, the only thing that I must admit, the only thing that the iPhone application does for the moment is it will show you your invoices. It works together with .Mac, and you can open up the application and see all of your invoices. It worked perfectly the first time when I used it on my laptop, but after I have moved everything to the desktop of my wife, it stopped working for some reason. I've contacted the developer, we've done some mails to and fro, but we didn't really find out how this was happening. My wife, I have a family pack on my .me. Perhaps it has something to do with the fact that she is not the main owner of that .me account, because she is a secondary account on that .me. I'm not really sure. Perhaps it has something to do with the preferences. I'm not sure. Anyway, I didn't find out how I could solve this. One call out to the developer. Do try out to check if you can fake this behavior. He says, well, I don't really have a family pack, so I couldn't really test that one out. I kind of like understand that, but on the other hand, if you have this great of an application, I'm sure you're selling enough of them to get a family pack of .me, even if it only was for 1 year. I know they're expensive, get them from eBay. So, a little tour around the preferences. You have the general preferences, I already explained that there. You can put in your clients, you can put in the way that your invoices are organized, what the label is, what the terms of payment are, conditions, the numbering of your invoices, and all the things you put in here are recallable in the template, of course. Same thing for estimates, you can put in the conditions of your estimate, the numbering you can put in here also, you can have an account statement here, you can change the way taxes work, local, abroad, domestic, and you can have multiple tax codes here if you like also, which is important if you go to submit your taxes. You can also submit those taxes for your country, which is, again, one of those features which is really great and well thought of for the developer, because here the users themselves will create all the things for him. He doesn't really have to put too much effort to localize all that stuff. Item groups, mentioned that before. Payments, the currencies you can put in here. The payment types you can put in here too. Bank, check, cash, stuff like that. You can put the directory where Grand Total will save all your documents. So you can put in the root folder, and then you can give in with tags. You can drag on there what the folder structure should be. For instance, I have mine set to first the year. So all the invoices for 2010 will be put into a new subfolder with the year 2010, then the client name, then the label, and the file name is just the invoice number. Timing, then it has another entry, time log and co. This is if you are using the accompanying time log application. Here you can put in the title, description, the item groups, and the acquired an XML log if you want to acquire data from a URL. Again, I haven't spent too much time in time log. It also has a very specific user interface, which will take me some time to get used to, I've seen, but I will be featuring it during one of my shows. Then you have the email tab, which is really cool because if you're sending out invoices all the time, you don't want to go and type in again and again, okay, dear sir, here you will find your invoice, stuff like that. No, you can template the way you will be sending your emails. You can put in, you can even put in a backdrop if you would like, and you can put in, okay, the subject is tag label, then tag number, then first name, for instance. I don't know. You can put in your text, where again you can use those placeholders, those tags. You can put in salutation, which will automatically grab the data that you put in your salutations field. You can tweak it differently for invoices and estimates and account statements. So very handy here. You can tweak those email templates. And then you have the advanced tab, where I mentioned a bit about the language switching. Here you can enable the iPhone option too. You can choose whether or not the catalog should show gross prices. You can have a custom date format, which is very handy. You can scale your item list and stuff like that. You can hide the quantity and unit price when, for instance, the quantity is only one, or when the cost is zero, for instance. You can automatically have those fields hidden if you want to. So those are the preferences. Again, do check it out. Just download the demo. It really is a very cool application. You will be able to use it immediately. I'm very, very sure of that. Hope the developer gives some feedback on the tips I've just mentioned. Hope he gives us some feedback and I can mention that in the show. You can win a license of the whole bundle. That means grand total together with time log, if you would like. I'll make it a bit easier for you guys. The only thing you have to do is Twitter a tweet, doesn't matter what you put in there, as long as the hashtag contains hashtag neat little Mac apps. So tweet about grand total, tweet about the show, tweet about this episode, it doesn't really matter, as long as you put the hashtag neat little Mac apps in there. And I'll be choosing, well, not me, again, my daughter will be picking out the winners from the list at random, and that way you'll be eligible for winning this application. Again, for the Vinoteca contest, for example, there weren't that many contenders, so people, you really have a shot of winning this application. Do try the demo, check it out. If you like it, just tweet about it and you'll get entered into this contest. Okay, that's it for this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Do check out the site for the URLs to mediaatelier.com, the people behind Grand Total and sponsors of this show. I thank them again for pitching in. If you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks that his app is fantastic, be sure to let me know. Just mail it to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. If you have other comments or feedback, for instance, about Grand Total, or you know another application that you say, now, well, you have Billings, you have Grand Total, you have On The Job, but I have found that this application is just much better than whatever you're mentioning, by all means, send it over, feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. You can find me also on Twitter, which would be twitter.com/NLMA, and I hope to catch you there. That's it for this episode. Don't forget the contest, and let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Bye. Music for the show is provided by the BC Surfers. Track name is Julu Beats, and you can find out more about them at musicali.com.
This show is a proud member of
the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.